David, you're heading up a project with Enerkem, which is looking at converting carbon dioxide into something very valuable. Can you explain the project to me, please?
Yeah, sure. So the basic idea is that carbon dioxide does contain carbon, which is what we use to make many of the things we have in our everyday lives. So the challenge really was being able to harness the carbon in the CO2 and turn it into more useful products. So Enerkem has gone about this really in two ways. Firstly, we take that carbon dioxide and we convert it to carbon monoxide using a reforming process. And we have a proprietary dry reforming process that we've developed to do that. And then the second step of the process is to use the syngas, use the carbon monoxide generated from the CO2, and turn that into your value-added products.
So tell me about the syngas.
Yeah, so syngas is primarily comprised of carbon monoxide and hydrogen are the two main components of syngas. And those also happen to be the basic building blocks of many other chemical materials.
One of the things that's unique about your program, though, or your project, is that you are using the syngas. Why is that? What advantage does that give you?
So the real key to the Enerkem process and the Grand Challenge program that we're focusing on is to be able to take the carbon that was going into the CO2 and was being emitted to the atmosphere and actually capture that carbon in everyday products that we use. So, for example, if we were to make something like acrylic acid, that might be used in a clear acrylic glass or an everyday product that we see, and we just feel it's much better to keep the CO2 in the products rather than letting it be emitted to the atmosphere.
So where are you getting the CO2 from?
That's a good question. We've done a lot of work. A big part of our project was evaluating different sources of CO2 that we could use. So the major emitters that we're looking to get the CO2 from are the petrochemical industry. There's many steam methane reforming processes that would produce very suitable CO2 for what we could reuse. And also fermentation processes. There's many different sources of industrial CO2 that we're looking to capture.
So I've heard it described as being a bolt-on technology. What do you mean by bolt-on?
So the Enerkem approach generally is to take different types of process units that are used in industry and we bolt them together to make our facilities. So for example, we generally convert waste to methanol, but we do that by bolting together a gasification process with gas conditioning processes, with compressors, with a methanol process, with an ethanol process. The way we construct our plants is we actually modularize those different process units, and we literally bolt them on to one another. So the approach for this development is really the same, where we would have a dry reforming process that could literally bolt onto the rest of our plant, and we would also have the value-added chemical portion of the process that would literally bolt onto the rest of the plant that we have. So in this way, you're able to just add on these little parts in order to tailor or customize your overall process.
How then would it be used by customers? Is this going to be something that they can use within their plants where the CO2 is being produced, or do they have to ship the CO2 out somewhere else?
Well, the idea is to have the equipment required to turn the CO2 into useful chemicals right adjacent to where the CO2 is being generated. That would be the most efficient way to use it. But if you have to have a small pipeline or something to ship the CO2 over to our facility, that's an easy thing to do and common in industry.
So what would be the advantage of your system over other companies that are also trying to develop CO2 conversion technologies?
So one of the advantages of the proposed Enerkem process, well, I'd say it's twofold. Firstly, the process that we've used to convert the CO2 to carbon monoxide, the dry reforming process that we've developed, is very, very efficient. So we do use some natural gas in order to help convert the CO2 to carbon monoxide, but the stoichiometric ratio between the carbon dioxide used and the methane required is a one-to-one ratio, which is very, very efficient. It's as efficient as it can be. So that's one major advantage of the Enercom process. The other major advantage of the Enercom process is we've already got very good experience scaling up these processes and bringing them to market and being able to utilize syngas to produce value-added products. We are doing that currently in our commercial facility producing methanol. We are also bolting on a methanol to ethanol conversion process here in Edmonton. So the skill set required to bring this dry reforming to value-added chemicals concept to market is here. We have the skills required to do this at Enercom, so we're very much looking forward to doing that.
Well, I also understand that this is actually a very economical process. How is that?
Well, there's a couple of things that make it economical. Firstly, the efficiency that I mentioned, the fact that you only need one part of methane gas for every mole of CO2 that you want to capture. So that's a big efficiency there. Methane is a very cost-effective material in North America right now. It's another thing that contributes to the overall cost-effectiveness of the process. But just generally, the fact that you're able to make the value-added products, the vast majority of the income from such a process would be in the sale of that commodity at the end. And that really is what drives the economics at the end of the day.
Can you give me an example of how your process might be used in a remote area or at a remote plant?
Sure. So the idea would be if you had a hydrogen production facility or a facility that was emitting CO2, we could co-locate our facility adjacent to that CO2 emitter, actually utilize the CO2 in our process to create the syngas, and then convert that syngas to your value-added chemical right there on site. And then that chemical could be brought to market.
And how much CO2 might be coming out of one of these plants?
There can be hundreds of thousands of tons a year of CO2 emitted from a single, say, hydrogen production facility. Upwards of 1 million tons of CO2 in some of these larger facilities. So it's a very exciting opportunity, really.
And then do they also have the other materials there that you need?
Yeah, natural gas normally runs to these facilities as well. So we would be able to utilize some natural gas and utilize the CO2 emissions, really have all the tools required to produce your objective product right there.
So it's almost like it becomes a closed-loop system, is that correct?
That's correct. That's really the idea, is to be able to recycle the carbon that was formerly being emitted in the form of CO2 and put that right into your value-added chemicals.
What do you see as being some of the challenges that you're still facing in order to develop this process?
So I think some of the challenges are market acceptance, finding the right end products that are able to sequester the CO2. Not every chemical is created the same, and there's specific chemicals that we found that are much more efficient at capturing CO2. And so those are the ones that we're targeting first.
What would be your successes?
So I'd say the successes are that the chemistry is working very well. We focused our laboratory efforts so far on the dry reforming catalyst, as well as on the downstream processes for utilizing the syngas and intermediates for value-added products. And I'd say the successes are that the catalyst efficiency for conversion of CO2 has been very stable and very efficient. So we've been able to operate it for thousands of hours in the laboratory with very good results. So we're really excited about that. And we're also very excited about the potential to actually capture the CO2 in the molecule, really set out and succeed in doing what we said we'd be able to do in the beginning.
There's a lot of interest right now, and with the help of the CCEMC and the Grand Challenge, to help push forward these new technologies that will help capture CO2. Why haven't we done that before?
Well, I think the Grand Challenge has really brought this about in a great way. It's very interesting the way they've posed the problem. I don't think it's really been framed the way they've framed it exactly. So normally industry looks at these things and they look at CO2 emissions, where if you become a more efficient process, you can actually reduce the CO2 emissions. And the CCEMC Grand Challenge has really framed it to say, we want to know specifically who can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 1 million tons a year of CO2 emissions. So by framing it specifically as a challenge like that, with a very specific target and goal, they really set the bar very high. And I think that hasn't been done before. So I applaud them for doing that.
And when you look down the road, right now you're still kind of at the lab bench stage, but you're moving towards commercialization. When do you expect that to happen?
Yeah, well, I think that's coming along very quickly. I think the economics for the overall process are looking good, and that always motivates implementation. So we're quite excited about it. I'm thinking probably the time frame would be within the next 2 to 3 years, we'd be ready to go to a larger plant. I think that we'd be able to pilot this within the next 2 years.
Is this a technology that can be exported outside of Alberta?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any place where hydrogen is being produced or CO2 is being emitted, we're able to capture that CO2 with fairly high efficiency to produce these various chemicals that might be of use in that local region. So that's really the idea behind the.
And what do you see as being the economic and social potential for this technology?
So the economic potential is that you'd be able to produce a product that's of demand locally. That should reduce the cost of producing that product and reduce the cost of the product for the users in the area. So that's got both a social and economic impact. But I think the broader social impact is the environmental impact that this can have in actually being able to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions and make a real impact on greenhouse gas emissions.
What got you involved in this project? Where did the idea come from and what attracted you to it?
Oh, that's a great question. So the thing for the Enerkem process, the whole concept behind the Enerkem technology is to take carbon that's existing in waste or landfills or wherever and to be able to recycle that carbon into value-added chemicals. So we set that as our objective from the beginning as a company, is to be able to recycle this carbon that's otherwise very difficult to recover and recycle. And CO2 fits right in with that core value, with that idea. And we saw, you know, CO2 emissions really as a loss of efficiency. So that's carbon in our minds that could be put into new products and new processes. So really the dry reforming and utilization of CO2 into value-added chemicals was just an extension of the original Enerkem concept that takes waste and puts that carbon into value-added chemicals.
Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.